我们今天很高兴看到李台阳弟兄在我们当中。
We are very happy to see Brother Daniel is with us today.
他前一阵子身体不太舒服，不能来。
He has not been feeling well for quite a while.
但是当他身体可以的话，他马上就来。
And he came right away once he's feeling better.
求神继续祝福他。
May God continue to bless him.
这几天我读到几个有关于奉献的故事。
In these few days, I have read some stories about offering.
有一个爸爸给他的女儿两块钱。
There was a father gave his daughter $2.
告诉他说。
Told her.
你可以用一块钱买你任何喜欢的东西。
You can use $1 to buy anything you wish.
另外一块钱呢？
The other dollar,
你在礼拜天儿童崇拜的时候要奉献出来。
You need to make offering during the children's offering on Sunday.
女儿答应了。
The daughter agreed.
她好兴奋的。
She was very excited.
手抓着这两块钱要跑去她最喜欢的糖果店。
So she took the $2 and went to the favorite candy store.
她跑的路上。
As she was running to the candy store.
一不小心。
Unfortunately.
跌倒了。
She fell.
在还没有碰到地之前。
Before she fell onto the ground.
她想用两手扶住她的身体。
She wanted to use both hands to...support herself.
所以手就打开了。
So she opened her hand.
一打开那两块钱就跌出来了。
As soon as she opened the hand, the $2.
那正好一个风刮过来。
It just so happened a wind came.
把其中的一块钱的钞票。
One of the dollar bill.
把它吹到路旁边那个storm drain, 排水沟里面。
So it was blown into the drain.
这小女孩站起来
little girl stood up,
捡起来她那另外一块钱
pick up the other dollar bill,
然后说
and then said,
我要神啊
Oh God,
你的那一块钱不见了
Your dollar disappeared
可能我们有时候对奉献也是这样
Maybe we feel the same way about offering
我们的态度是我先神后
So our attitude is me firstAnd God second.
第二个故事。
The second story.
妈妈带着她的小男孩要去做礼拜。
A mother took her little boy and went to worship.
那天正好是圣餐礼拜。
It was the day for the Lord's table.
就像我们今天一样。
Just like today.
在这个饼跟杯分到他们这个座位之前。
When they passed the bread and cup to them.
妈妈告诉小男孩。
So the mother told the little boy.
你现在年纪还小
You are still young.
你不认识神
You do not know God.
你不可以吃这个饼和喝这个杯啊
You cannot take the bread and the cup.
几分钟以后
After a few minutes,
教会收奉献
and the church receiving offering.
妈妈一转过头来告诉小男孩说
and the mother told the little boy and said,
鼓励他把他手里那五分钱奉献出来
encourage him to offer the 5 cents that he has.
这个小男孩死也不肯
And this little boy would not willing to do that.
手一抓得紧紧的
He hold onto the money.
然后理直气壮地对妈妈说
And he would righteously told his mother,
如果我不能吃我就不付钱
If I cannot eat, I will not pay for it.
可能对奉献我们也这样
Maybe we also have the same attitude toward offering.
如果我没有在教会里面得到我的好处
If I have no benefits in the church,
如果我的小孩子在没有教会里面没有得到什么帮助
If my children didn't receive help in the church,
如果教会没有让我有机会参与我喜欢的侍奉
If there was no opportunity in the church to offer me to serve,
如果我没有得到我就不付钱
If I did not gain, I would not offer money.
第三个故事
To the third story,
有一个家庭
There was a family.
礼拜天晚上
On a Sunday at night.
他们吃晚饭的时候
As they were having dinner.
他们提到今天早上去教会崇拜的反应
They would talk about the reaction for the worship this morning.
青少年的儿子说
One of the youth said,
今天的信息很无趣
Today's message is not very interesting.
或者很 boring.
It's very boring.
他的妹妹也同意
And his sister also agreed.
说是啊是啊。
Oh, yes, yes.
并且
And also,
当主席在念圣经节的时候啊，
when the presider was reading the passage,
念得结结巴巴的，
he wasn't very fluent,
一点都不好听啊，
he was not even hearing very well.
母亲也说话了，
the mother said too,
我需要承认啊，
I need to admit,
今天不是一个很令人鼓舞的日子啊。
Today is not a very exciting day.
他们刚才的诗班唱也唱得乱七八糟啊。
The choir didn't sing very well.
轮到爸爸了。
When it came to father's turn,
他认为他是一家之主啊。
He thought he was the master of the house.
所以他说啊。
So he said.
好了好了。
Okay.
大家不要再抱怨了。
Don't complain.
我们给人家一块钱。
We give them a dollar.
我们还能希望得到什么？
How much can we expect?
有人还叫我一阵子。
So, many of you been in the church for a long time.
对奉献仍然不晓得是什么事情。
Do not still do not understand meanings of offering.
或者不肯接受圣经奉献的教导。
Or not willing to accept the teachings of the Bible regarding offering.
今天我们从一段经文里面。
Today we're going to through one passage of the Bible.
和奉献有关的。
It relates to offering.
这段经文的主题。
The theme of this passage.
万物都属于神。
All things belong to God.
我们先看第一大节。
Let's look at the first topic.
有关神的三个真理。
The three truths regarding about God.
第一个真理。
The first truth.
他开始万物。
He originated all things.
这是在十四节。
This is in verse 14.
说我算什么，我的名算什么，竟然如此热意奉献，因为万物都从你而来。然后十六节。
Then verse 16.
耶和华我们的神啊，我们预备这些多材料，要为你的圣名建造殿宇，都是从你而来。圣经里面屡次的讲这个真理。
Oftentimes the Bible talks about this truth.
神开始万物。
God originated all things.
神创造万物。
God created all things.
创世纪第一章第一节。
Genesis 1:1.
起初神创造天地。
In the beginning, God created the universe.
然后到了圣经最后一本书。
And then to the last book of the Bible.
启示录第四章
Revelation chapter 4
第十一节
verse 11
启示录第四章第十一节
Revelation 4:11
我们的主我们的神你是配着荣耀尊贵权柄的因为你创造了万物并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有余的。你可能会问说，为什么有地球啊
？You may ask, why is there the earth?
为什么有美国啊
？Why there is America?
为什么有明州啊
？Why there is Minnesota?
为什么有 Edina?
Why is there Edina?
为什么有你和我啊
？Why there is you and me?
因为我们都是按照神的旨意被创造的。
Because we were all created by God's will.
这个真理旧约里面讲新约里面讲
So both the Old Testament and New Testament talk about this truth
这个真理在诗篇里面讲
This truth also spoken in the Psalms
在先知书里面讲
In the prophets book
在新约的书信里面
All in the epistles of the New Testament
我们看约翰第一章第三节约翰福音
Let's go to John chapter 1
约翰福音第一章第三节
John 1:1
使徒约翰说
Apostle John says
万物是借着他造的凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的没有例外的
There's no exception
没有一个人或一件东西不是神造的
Not a person nor a thing was not created by God
使徒保罗也这么说
Apostle Paul said so too
他使徒行传十七章
Go to Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章
Acts 17.
二十四节到二十六节
24 to 26.
使徒行传二十四章十七章二十四节
Acts 17:24.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。他从一本，一本就是说一个人啊，就是亚当，造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的年限和守住的疆界。我们的生命气息是神创造的。
All our lives and breath created by God.
并且他还先预定了你我在世界上的日子。
So he has predetermined the days we're on this world.
雅各也这么说。
James also said so.
他甚至说一切的好的东西都是神所给的。
Is every good thing bestowed by God?
那我们看雅各书。
Let's go to James.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
第十七节
，verse 17，
雅各书一章十七节
，James 1:17，
说各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影儿。我们今天有些福气。
Today we have a blessing.
每个人的福气也许不一样。
Maybe your blessings are different from each other.
还是从神来的。
But they all come from God.
可是我们很容易跌进一种自我欺骗的光景呢。
But we often get into a kind of a self-deceiving situation.
就是我是我们自己创造了我们的财富。
So we think we ourselves created our wealth.
是我们自己创造了我们的繁荣。
We have.Created our own prosperity.
有些人也许会承认。
Some may admit.
哦，在这个过程当中
，is through this process.
我是出了主要的力量。
I paid most of the effort.
但神也帮了一些小忙呢。
But God helped a little.
但可能有更多的人。
Maybe more people.
认为是完全我自己让我有今天所有的拥有物。
You think I made all my possessions today?
但是如果你也觉得想想看
But have you have thought?
你的能力怎么来的
Where did your power come from?
你的精力怎么来的
Where did your energy come from?
如果你一直追溯追溯 trace 它的起源的话
If you always trace the source of it
到头来回到神
At the beginning it will trace to God
是神供给你我有空气来呼吸啊
Because God gives you and me the air to breathe
是神给你我有食物可以吃啊
So God gave you and I the food
有水可以喝啊
The water to drink
是神给你我还有生命气息
And also life and breath
让我们能继续在这边工作
So we may continue to work here
神是万物的开始者
God is the beginning of all things
神是万物的创造者
is the creator of all things
所以诗人这么说
How? That's why the psalmist said
请我们看诗篇一百篇第三节
Psalm 100
诗篇一百篇第三节
103 and verse 3
诗篇一百篇第三节
Psalm 100 verse 3
我们一起来念
Let's read together
来你们当晓得耶和华是神我们是他造的也是属他的我们是他的名也是他造的神的确开始万物
God indeed originated all things
但是第二个真理他开始万物他也拥有万物
The second truth is he originated all things he also possessed all things
他是这个世界真正的主人啊
He is the true owner of this world.
你今天可能会认为
Maybe you think today.
哦，我在宇宙当中一小部分是属于我的。
In this universe, a small part belongs to me.
因为你的名字，或者你跟你太太的名字。
Because maybe your name and the names of you and your wife.
写在你的房地产的契约哈地的上面。
It's printed on your property deed.
但是你拥有宇宙的一小部分
That means you think you own a small part of the universe
你可能需要每个月付钱、啊、
you have to pay every month.
但是就是你全部付清了。
Even though you paid off your,
你仍然不能说你拥有那个房地产了。
You cannot say you always have that.
神是那个房地产真正的拥有者。
God is the true owner of that property.
他只是让你有一段时间。
He can only give you to use for time.
暂时住在那里。
Temporarily you live there.
时间到了。
When the time comes.
他又给别人了。
He'll give to some other people.
圣经屡次的说明这个道理。
Oftentimes the Bible repeatedly taught us.
我们看亚伯拉罕怎么讲。
What did Abraham have to say?
创世纪十四章二十二节。
Genesis 14:22.
创世纪十四章二十二节。
Genesis 14:22.
节。亚伯兰对所多玛王说，我已经向天地的主至高的神耶和华起誓。我请平民念这个圣经节。
And Abraham said to the king of Sodom, I have sworn to the Lord God most high, possessor of heaven and earth.
OK, 英文的版本也用 possessor 这个字哈，拥有者。他是世界的拥有者。
So he is the possessor of the universe.
我们刚才背诵的那个圣经节。
We just have a memory verse.
诗篇二十四篇第一节。
Psalm 24 verse 1.
地和其中所充满的，世界和住在其间的，都属耶和华。诗篇五十篇也提。
Psalm 50 also said that.
那我们打开诗篇第五十篇第十节。
Let's go to Psalm 50 verse 10.
诗篇五十篇第十节。
Psalm 50 verse 10.
找到了，请大家跟我一起念。
Let's read together.
一起来。因为树林中的百兽是我的，天上上的牲畜也是我的。在当时，牲畜是很值钱的。
Or in those days, and those trees are very precious.
牲畜是他们生命所需要的。
The cattle are what they need for life.
但是神说属于他的。
But God says it belongs to him.
先知哈该也这么说。
Prophet Haggai says so.
请我们打开哈该书第二章第八节。
Let's go to Haggai chapter 2 verse 8.
哈该书第二章第八节。
Chapter 2 verse 8.
说万军之耶和华说，银子是我的，金子也是我的。换句话说，金银都是属于耶和华的。
So in other words, silver and gold all belong to the Lord.
先知以西结也同样的说。
Prophet Ezekiel also said so.
请我们打开以西结书十八章第四节。
Let's go Ezekiel chapter 18 verse 4.
十八章第四节。
18 verse 4.
以西结书十八章第四节，找到以后我们一起来念。
Let's read.
一起来，看啊，世人都是属我的，为父的怎样属我，为子的也照样属我，犯罪的他必死亡。每一个人都是属于耶和华的。
Everyone belongs to the Lord.
不管你是父亲还是孩子。
Whether you're father or son.
但是你知道一件事吗？
But you know one thing?
如果我们当中有人是基督徒，
If one of us are a Christian,
你更特别了。
Well, especially,
因为你在接受耶稣基督做你救主跟的时候，
At the time you received Jesus to be your Savior and Lord,
你是第二次的属于他。
You are belonging to him for the second time.
第一次他创造了你。
The first timeHe created you.
他给你生命气息。
He gives you life and breath.
他拥有你。
He possesses you.
第二次。
The second time.
他用他自己的生命。
He used his own life.
从罪恶黑暗当中把你救赎出来。
Redeemed you from the darkness of sin.
他又再一次的拥有你。
So once again, he possesses you.
难怪保罗会这么说。
That's why Paul says.
请我们看罗马书十四章第八节。
Let's go to Romans chapter 14 verse 8.
罗马书十四章第八节。
Romans 14:8.
我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死，所以我们或活或死总是主的人呢。不管我们观景怎么样，
It doesn't matter what our situation.
我们是主的人。
We are Lord.
他拥有你。
He possesses you.
我们看第三个有关于神的真理。
The third truth regarding God.
神不但开始万物。
Not only God originated all things.
神也拥有万物。
He also owns all things.
神更治理万物。
He even rules all things.
我们回到历代志上第二十九章。
Go back to chapter 29, First Chronicle.
你看十一节。
Verse 11.
耶和华尊大，能力、荣耀、强盛、威严，都是你的。凡天上地下的，都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首。换句话说，他在领导万物。
In other words, he leads all things.
然后十二节。
Verse 4.
丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物。神今天治理万物。
God today rules all things.
因为这个世界是他的。
Because the world is his.
有一位长老会教会的牧师。
There was a pastor of the...Presbyterian Church.
他的名字叫做 Melton B. Babcock.
His name is Melton Babcock.
他写了一首非常美的诗歌。
He wrote a very beautiful hymn.
来纪念神拥有一切。
To remember that God owns all things.
Babcock 牧师有个习惯。
Pastor Babcock has a habit.
每天早上他出去外面散步。
Every morning he goes take a walk in the morning.
在他要离开家的时候
as he leaves the house,
他就会对家人说
he will talk to his family.
我现在要出去看看我天父的世界。
I am going to go out to look at my father's world.
有一天他把他的思想写出来。
One day he wrote what he's thinking.
这是我们的诗歌四十四首。
This is him.Number 44.
诗歌四十四首。
Hymn number 44.
题目是这是天父的世界。
The title is My Father's World.
第一节这么说。
The first one says this.
这是天父世界，我要侧耳倾听，宇宙唱歌，四维响应，同声颂赞主名。这是天父世界。我心满有安宁，树木花草，参天碧海，诉说天父是全能。看第三节。
Let's look at verse 3.
这是天父世界，求主叫我不忘。罪恶虽然好像得胜，天父却仍掌管，或却仍治理。这是天父世界，我心不必忧伤。上帝是王，天地同唱，歌声充满万方。这的确是天父世界。
This is truly our Father's world.
他是世界的开始者。
He is the originator of the world.
他是世界的拥有者。
He is the owner of the world.
他更是世界的治理者。
He is also the ruler of the world.
这点真理对于我们信徒太宝贝了。
This is very precious for us as believers.
因为神不但创造了我们。
Not only God created us.
我们属于他。
We belong to him.
并且他有能力、权柄掌管万有。
He also has the power as control all things.
没有任何一件事情发生不在他的治理之下。
And nothing happens not under his ruling.
不管这个事情多大多小。
Doesn't matter small or big.
也许小到像一个分子 molecule 那么小。
Maybe it's as small as a molecule.
或者大到像喜马拉雅山那么大。
Or as huge as Himalaya.
都在他的管理之下。
It's all under his control.
他这样一直的管理。
He will continue to control.
他将要永远的管理。
He will control forever.
如果神是这样，
If God is such,
那么这个真理对你我对人有什么意义？
So what does it mean to you and me as human?
人是不是不重要？
Is man not important?
人还有什么事可以做吗？
Is there anything man can do?
有三个真理。
There are three truths about man.
我们需要记在脑子里。
We need to remember.
第一个真理。
The first.
我们没拥有任何物。
We don't own anything.
如果神拥有万物的话，
If God owns all things,
我们 不能拥有任何物。
We cannot own anything.
不可能有两个主人呢。
There cannot be two masters.
一个人心里会问，
Some may ask in your heart.
那我那部汽车呢？
What about my car?
我那个音响设备呢？
How about my stereo?
我的家具呢？
How about my furniture?
我的儿女呢？
How about my children?
我的妻子呢？
My wife.
我自己呢？
How about myself?
我不是拥有他们吗？
Do I own them?
其实不是。
No, you don't.
其实神拥有他们。
God owns them.
你有没有想过？
Have you thought?
你上一次去参加一个追思礼拜赞礼的时候，
When you went to a memorial service,
你需要开车去墓地啊。
So you have to drive to the
burial ground.
The burial ground.
前面灵车在前面开路啊。
So you have the hearse in front.
你没看到在这个灵车的后面有没有什么 U-Haul 的？
Did you see any U-Haul behind it?
或者在灵车后面有一部大卡车啊？
I see a huge truck behind the hearse.
里面装满了这个死去人他的拥有的东西啊。
They're full of his belongings.
保罗说的好啊。
Paul said well.
那我们看提摩太前书第六章第七节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 7.
提摩太前书第六章第七节。
First Timothy verse chapter 7.
第六第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
Okay. 然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力的。第七节。因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。第八节，只要有衣有食，就当知足。我们的确没有带什么东西来。
Truly, we didn't bring anything with.
你们看那个小孩子出生的时候啊。
You see, when the baby was born.
哦，手里面拿了很多他要的东西啊。
He brought with him all the things he needed.
等到我们离开的时候。
As we leave.
我们没有办法带任何一件东西回去。
We cannot take anything with us.
神的计划是这样。
God's plan is such.
他将一些财富交给你托管。
He will give you all your wealth to manage.
那么你要为他的缘故。
For his purpose.
你设立一个英文说 trust 哈，这个信托财产。
You establish a trust.
然后为了他来管理这个信托财产。
And then you would manage the trust for his sake.
为了让他得荣耀。
So that he may be glorified.
各位弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我们不是主人，
We are not masters.
我们是管家，
We are stewards.
管家应该按照主人的意思去做，对吧？
Stewards do things according to the master's will.
请问，
So let me ask,
如果神自己在这个地上，
If God is here on this earth,
他会这样管理他交给你的那个信托财产吗？
Is he going to manage the one that he trusted on you?
他会像你这样的花的钱吗？
Is he going to spend the money as you do?
他会这样像你买一些你自己要的东西吗？
Is he going to buy things as you did for yourself?
他会怎么样处理这些金钱的去处呢？
How is he going to manage where the money is going to be spent?
保罗讲了一句话。
Paul said,
那我们看哥林多前书。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章
First Corinthians 6
17节
Verse 17
到19节
To 19
后书是吧？看一下 Sorry OK, 提摩太前书，对不起。
First Timothy，
第六章
，Verse six，
十七节到十九节。
17-19。
提摩太前书第六章十七节到十九节。
First Timothy chapter six verse 17-19。
祷告要请大家跟我一起念。
Let's read it together。
OK， 我们一起来。
Let's read。
你要慈父那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要依靠无尽的钱财，只要依靠那厚赐百物给我们享受的神，又要慈父他们行善，在好事上富足，甘心施舍，热意攻击人，为自己积成美好的根基，预备将来，叫他们持定那真正的生命。这段话不只是对富足的人讲的。
This is not only spoken to the rich.
其实也对每一个人讲的。
Truly, it spoke to everyone.
他要问的问题是这样。
The question is to ask.
你究竟依靠什么？
What do you really depend on?
你究竟花钱在什么地方？
What do you spend your money on?
你究竟花钱在谁的身上？
Who do you spend your money for?
你怎么样预备将来？
How do you prepare for the future?
我们不是主人。
We are not masters.
我们是管家。
We are stewards.
神要求管家的一件事情很简单。
One thing we ask of the stewards is very simple.
便是忠心。
Be loyal.
不是忠于自己。
Not loyal to yourself.
不是忠于我的儿女。
It's not loyal to your children.
不是忠于我的家人。
It's not to your family.
乃是忠于神呢。
But loyal to God.
一个做管家的。
As steward.
他最盼望的一件事情。
The only thing he hopes for.
当他有一天见主人的时候。
On the day he faces his master.
主人会给他怎样的评估啊？
What kind of assessment he's going to get?
我们看马太福音二十五章。
Let's go to Matthew 25.
二十一节
，Verse 21，
马太福音二十五章
，Matthew 25，
二十一节
，21。
主人说：“你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的。”快乐，这句话表示神承认他是个忠心的仆人。
This means God admits that he is a faithful slave.
请问你有没有这样的把握？
Let me ask you, can you be reassured in this way?
你有没有好好管理他给你的信托财产？
Have you carefully managed the trust?
你有把握你会得到这样的评估吗？
Are you sure you're going to have such an assessment?
第一个真理，我们没有拥有任何物。
So the first truth, we do not own anything.
第二个真理，我们要负责从神所得到的。
The second, we are responsible for what we receive from God.
回到历代志上二十九章。
Go back to First Chronicles verse 20, chapter 29.
大卫在十四节讲了几句话。
In verse 14, David says.
二十九章十四节，我算什么？我的名算什么？竟然如此热意奉献，大卫知道他不算什么。
He knows he doesn't count under anything.
但他让我竟然有能力奉献。
But he still has the ability to make.
并且是甘心热意的奉献。
And is therefore willingly giver.
他说：“神啊，这太奇妙了。
This is so wonderful, God.
然后十四节又说：“因为万物都是从你而来呀。”我们。把从你而得的献给你，换句话说，就是我们奉献的钱也是你给我的。
Even the money we make offering is given to us by you.
既然是这样，我们就有责任了。
This is our responsibility.
要从神所得的，我们需要对这个所负责任。
We have to be responsible from what we receive from God.
要将神所得的再回报给他。
We have to give back to Him.But we receive from him.
你可能心里会问
Maybe you will ask in your heart.
请问有没有一个很简单的方法
Is a very simple method.
可以表示我是向神负责任
To show that I'm responsible to God.
有
Yes.
这个办法的确很简单
It's very simple.
圣经也教导
The Bible also teaches.
就是十分之一的奉献
That's tithing.
神要我们讲十分之一交给他。
God wants us to give him back one tenth.
并且要固定的做。
And have to do it regularly.
神要我们这样做。
God told us to do so.
因为这是让我们能够专心在神的事情上一个好方法。
Because this is the one good way that we can attend to God's things.
固定的十一奉献。
Regularly tithing.
不容易。
It's not easy.
我说固定哈，不是一次的。
I'm saying regularly, not just once.
许多人都挣扎过。
Many people have struggled.
因为这跟我们本性相反呢。
Because it's contrary to our own nature.
有点像逆水行舟一样。
Although you're like you're waiting the boat to go upstream.
但是在过去三十年当中。
But in the past 30 years.
我看到许多的见证。
I've seen many testimonies.
当人开始施以奉献。
When they're willing to start tithing.
不但他的人生目标弄清楚了
Not only he knows the purpose of his life,
并且神从来没有亏负过这样奉献的人
And God has never shortchanged such a person.
像圣经所说的
Just like the Bible says,
他敞开天上的窗户倾福于你
He opened the window of heaven to pour out blessings to you.
我们当中便有人有这样的经验
We have in our midst someone has such experiences.
我让他用他自己的话告诉你
I would like him to tell you his own words.
小林弟兄
So it's our brother 小林
我想开始之前我想有一个祷告
I would like to start with a prayer.
天父
Heavenly Father
对就主耶稣基督里面我们到你的面前
We can come before you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Teach us how to worship in truth and in
spirit.
There's nothing we can boast. We can only boast that our Lord Jesus nailed on the cross. So I will present time into thy hands carefully.I would wish that I can be a faithful servant for you.
但是求主你用下面的时间，让我们一起看到主你的信实，你的手的奇妙的作为。
So in the times following, so we may see how faithful you are.
谢谢主听我们的祷告。
We thank you for hearing our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
In the Lord of Jesus' name.
我就想讲我在十一奉献这个过程当中神是怎么样一步步带领我然后把直到把一切都交托给他
I want to share with you how God lead me in this process of making tithing and how I present all things to him
我开始信主了以后我是说就是后来我真正信主然后我仍然在奉献上有很长时间一个挣扎
Ever since I truly became a believerI have continued to struggle in the matter of tithing.
我想我听到的教导跟大家弟兄姐妹听到的教导可能都是一样的，就是说
I think I have heard the same teachings like everyone else.
就是说新约教导是你全人的奉献。
So in the teaching by the New Testament is offering all things.
所以我就说了我是全人的奉献，所以十一奉献就不用做了。
So I said, I will forfeit my abilities, not about tithing.
这看起来是典型的假冒伪善。
So that is a kind of a typical hypocrisy.
因为你收入的十分之一你不都拿出来的话，你怎么叫全人的奉献
？So if you do not offer tithing, how can you say you offer all things?
更何况，圣经这么清楚的讲，路加福音也说了，新约里清清楚楚的讲，十分之一是不应该不做的，也是应该做的。
So the, clearly the Bible says, especially in the Luke, that we ought to make tithing, we have to do it.
这个是所以说圣经上的教导，同时神也很奇妙，他在我生命当中，他也用我生命的经历来告诉我十一奉献的道理。
Not only does the way the Bible teaches, but God also through my life experiences teach me how to do it.
那个时候我还在念书。
At the time I was still a student.
然后没有什么收入，很少。
Didn't have much income.
然后那个时候父亲又生病。
At that time, my father was ill.
然后那个时候刚好说要回去探父亲。
I was going to go back to visit my father.
然后结果刚好很不巧又遇到 tornado.
At that time, unfortunately, there was a tornado.
然后把我的车就基本上完全是砸坏了。
Basically, just ruined my car.
所以说，基本上就是很多的经济上的负担。
At that time, I had many financial burdens.
但是那个时候神特别有恩典，他托住我。
At that time, God gave me special blessings to hold me up.
所以说那天一个主日的时候，那个时候特别的感动。我那个时候没有做十一分，但是特别的感动，我就说我虽然很没有钱，但是我真的是愿意。那个时候经济部感到是信心，让我奉献了20块钱。
In those times, I was not tithing, but I was clearly moved. I made an offering at that particular day for $20.
然后那个20块虽然不多，但真正那个时候我是凭着信心奉献的。
Even though that wasn't much, but truly I made offering by faith.
神真的很奇妙。
God is truly wonderful.
就在奉献完了那天主日崇拜完了以后，有一个弟兄他过来。
After I made offering, after the service, a brother came to me.
他知道我要回家探父亲，所以说他给了我一个check。
He knows that I was going home to visit my father. He gave me a jacket.
一个check.
A check.
大家可以猜一下 check 上面是多少钱的。
You can think how much money was in on that check.
200块。
Was 200.
很奇妙，神清清楚楚地告诉我，你凭着信心奉献。
It's wonderful that God told you you make offering by faith.
那个时候我是在学校。
I was still a student.
所以说，但是人心就是这么败坏。后来我神更点我，让我这边找到一份工作，然后到这边来。
So you know we are basically defiled, and I was God's blessing. I was able to find a job and move here.
实际上，我清清楚楚知道圣经的教导，我也亲身经历到神的教导，但是我仍然到了这边来很长时段一段时间没有自己奉献。
I truly understand the Bible's teaching. I didn't experience the personally God's teaching, and yet for a long time I wasn't making tithing.
我有一个很好的借口。
I had a very good excuse.
我那个时候父亲生病，然后我想家里的经济可能比较的负担大，我想多存一点钱。
At that time, my father was ill, and there's a financial burden. I want to save more money.
我一个错误的认识，我觉得神既然爱我，他不会在乎我这一点的。
I also know God loved; He wouldn't mind for this.
但是神真的是很怜悯我，他有管教。
But God has mercy on me; He also disciplined me.
而且他管教当中，现在想起来。 神其实有的时候在想，是蛮幽默的一位神。
Even though he was disciplining me, I think he was full of humor.
因为我当时借口是我说我父亲生病要吃药，我没有钱，所以我不奉献。
So my excuse is my father was ill, he needs medicine, so I was not making offerings.
神要我学一个功课。
But God wanted me to learn a lesson.
他就说那好，结果一天我接到家里的电话，说父亲的药现在开始要自己掏钱了。
And then I received the phone call from home that now we have to pay for our father's medicine.
那个药蛮贵的，它一个月的话，美元就是光那个药本身美元一个月就要2000块钱。
Those were very expensive. It was the equivalent of $2,000 a month.
就是这么奇妙。
God is wonderful.
买了智慧，而且有的时候有点幽默。
So this is his wisdom, but also humorous.
我知道那件事情，我知道我真的是得罪神了。
Because of that, I know I offended God.
所以说神给我一个悔改的心。
So I want God to give me a repenting heart.
然后我就愿意向神奉献。
And I'm willing to make offering.
尽管可能还不知道前面的药费这么贵，我会怎么办？但是那个时候神的恩典又来到，就是说让我就是奉献。
Even though we don't know how the money will come to pay for the medicine, but I'm willing to trust in God's mercy.
结果神做事太奇妙。God
truly was wonderful in his doings.
当我愿意奉献的时候，真正的奉献的时候，我又跟家里打电话，就家里告诉我，医生说这个药你不用付钱了。As
I'm decided I'm willing to make offering, I truly making the offering, I called home. And they told me no, we no longer need to pay for the medicine.
真的是很奇妙。
That is truly wonderful.
然后以后不光是这件事情，我想奉献了以后，我想真正对我最大的帮助 是我通过这件事情学到了很多。
Not only this, I think the best thing is through this, I learned many lessons.
我知道神是信实的。
And God is faithful.
像牧师刚才引用到马拉基书，他说你试试他，他会不会为你敞开天上的窗户，全副应允，甚至无处可容。
Because Pastor Jesse quoted from Malachi that are you going to test God if he would open the window of heaven for you and pour out all blessings until it overflows?
是的。
Yes.
神在我身上有很多的恩典。
God truly has many blessings in you.
看得到的可以算的也就已经很多。
Just what I can count is numerous.
其中有一件事情就是我们就是做光是做钱的话你计算的话我前段时间我在考虑我要办绿卡
Just in terms of financial matters I didn't think of whether I should apply for the green card
我们公司一直的 policy 是自己办
Our companies you have to do it yourself
大家很多有类似经验的知道自己办的话如果请律师的话是蛮贵的可能10,000+一般
Many of you know that if you do it yourself may cost$10,000 just for the lawyer's fee.
后来结果神他很奇妙，他在我要办的时候，移民局出了一个规定。
It's God is wonderful. As I was just about to do that, there's a new regulation by the immigration.
就是说你自己不能够办。
You cannot do it by yourself.
一定要 employer 就是你的雇主出钱帮你办。
So you have to be sponsored by your employer.
所以说我的问题就是，我就去跟我雇主，或者他就给我办，或者我就办不了。
So either he'll do it or I can't. So I went to my employer.
我去跟我老板谈。
I talked to my boss.
我老板，因为以前我们公司没有先例的。
We don't have such a precedent.
但是老板说我们给你办。
Well, my bosses will do it for you.
然后到现在一直在办，办到几个有三个阶段，我现在两个阶段办下来，我从来没有看到律师所要我账单。
Now there's a three sectstages and finish the first two. To this point, I have not ever received the bill from the lawyer.
还有很多事情，这只是一件，就是可能可以用钱来算的。
This is just one that we can use money as an example.
在很多地方我们是用钱算不了的。
There are many other things we cannot use money to value.
我们工作当中神给的智慧。
The wisdom that God gives to us in our work.
我们在工作当中跟人相处的时候，跟老板、跟同事相处的时候，智慧。
Of the wisdom we have in interacting with co-workers and the boss.
神都丰丰富富的给我。
God has given to me so abundantly.
还有很多我知道，我虽然我自己没看到，我自己可能都不知道的，神暗中的保守，我相信一定在做。
I believe there are many things God has guided me, protected me that I don't even know.
所以我只是把我经过这些跟大家分享一下。
I just want to share with you what I have experienced.
神太信实了。
God is truly faithful.
然后他，我们能够真的是蒙他喜悦，真的就是我们对他的信心。
The only thing we can be pleased by Him is through our faith in Him.
就说上一周的马可福音那个寡妇，她的信心，她把一生的养生都献了上去。
Just like the example of the poor widow last week in recording Mark, she has offered the only two coins that all she had.
十一的奉献真的是我们信心的一个很重要的一个关口吧，像。
Yeah, I think that tithing is a key point in our faith.
他说，圣经上说，你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
So the Bible says, where your treasures are, there your heart also.
还有，我们也学到彼得在风暴当中看见主站在水里面，他的信心让他迈从那个船里出来。
So we know that through the examples of Peter, how he came out of that boat.
我想，真的是我们就仰望神，然后按他的话语来行。
So truly, we need to depend on God and work according to His word.
你会发现神他说到的，他一定做到。
You will realize what God said He will accomplish it.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
谢谢小林弟兄。
We thank our brother 小林。
神为什么要我们十一奉献？
Why does God want us to tithe?
其中一个理由。
The one reason.
神要我们过个纪律的生活。
God wants us to have a disciplined life.
我们在许多方面都需要纪律。
There are many areas we need to be disciplined.
但是如果你在十一的奉献上能够有纪律，
If you can be disciplined in make tithing,
你发现你在其他的方面也有纪律，
You will realize you also be disciplined in other parts.
那神的祝福就是一而再再而三的来。
Then God's blessing will come again and again.
我亲眼的看到听到不少弟兄姐妹。
I have personally heard and saw many, many brothers and sisters.
当他们固定的十一奉献。
And they make regular tithing.
很奇妙的。
So wonderfully.
他们夫妻两人之间越来越相爱。
So the husband and wife become more loving to each other.
丈夫也更活出丈夫的角色。
So the husband lives their role very well.
妻子也活出妻子的角色。
So the wife lived her role as well.
她开始跟亲人一个和睦的关系。
So there's harmony in the family.
然后她跟她的哥哥嫂嫂啊。
Their relatives among brothers
and sisters. 或者弟弟妹妹啊。
Or sisters.
关系变好。
They became better.
他们当中也有人信了耶稣啊。
Even among them, there are people become believers.
他在公司的工作也被人承认跟欣赏。
So their work was confirmed and appreciated.
他的儿女们愿意公开的表示说要接受耶稣基督啊。
Their children willing to openly accept Jesus as a savior.
他不再是金钱的主人。
He's no longer the master of money.
他生活有喜乐。
There's joy in his life.
就是美国的经济像今天所讲的一个 big meltdown, 一个大的这个轮回啊。
So today, even there is a big meltdown in the economy,
他心中有平安。
He still has peace in his
因为他知道神掌权啊。
He knows God reigns.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
不要小看不十一奉献的后果。
Don't overlook the consequences of not making tithing.
如果你不肯建立这个纪律，
if you cannot, you are not willing to establish that habit.
他多去了，你本来应该有其他的祝福。
He will also take the other blessing you were going to have.
我们看第三个真理。
The third truth.
我们只能保留我们回给神的。
We can only keep what we give back to God.
刚才在这个大卫的祷告里面，
In the prayer of David,
他说我们是客旅，是寄居的。
We are sojourners and tenants.
有一天都要走到人生的尽头啊。
One day we're going to come to the end of our life.
我们当中有人还有60年的时间。
Some of you may have 60 years.
有人是40年了。
Some may 40.
还有人恐怕只是20年了。
Some may even be 20.
或十年。
Or 10.
或五年。
Or 5.
或更少的时间。
Or even less.
那个时候。
At that time.
你的房子车子。
Your house, your cars.
你的股票跟存款啊。
Your stock, your savings.
你的金子啊。
Your silk, your gold.
都要转给别人。
It's going to be transferred to others.
那个时候啊。
At that time.
你累积了这么多年为你自己积聚的东西啊。
The things you have accumulated for yourself all these years.
手抓得紧紧不肯稍微打开的东西啊。
The one you hold so tight and not willing to let go.
你都看不见了。
You will never see it.
你唯一能看见的财宝啊。
The only thing you can see, the treasure you can see.
便是那些已经要储藏在天上的财宝。
Are those who are already stored in heaven.
我过去屡次的说，
Many times I've told you in the past,
在宇宙当中只有两件事情是永远的。
There are only two things that are eternal in this world.
神和他的话语。
God and his word.
然后人的灵魂。
Then is our soul.
你的灵魂是永远的。
Your soul is eternal.
就信不信主的人的灵魂也是永远的。
Even though you are not a believer, your soul is eternal.
不是一死了之啊。
But not just you die and then forget about it.
只是永远在地狱的火湖里面。
So you continue to be living in the fiery lake in hell.
当你投资在永远的事情上。
When you invest in the eternal.
你投资在神话语的工作。
You invest in the work of God's word.
那这个话语能进入一些人的心中呢。
So this word can enter into many people's hearts.
可能就是你的丈夫。
Could be your husband,
你的妻子，
your wife,
你的儿女，
your children,
你的父母亲，
your parents,
他们重生了，
they become reborn again.
那个投资是有永远的果效。
And that investment has eternal effect.
弟兄姐妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
你希望带着你的财宝一起走吗？
You want to take your treasure with you?
第一个方法。
The first way.
没有其他的方法。
There's only one way, no other way.
你需要回报给神。
Need to respond to God.
今天我们这段经文当中。
In the passage today,
我们看到的真理是神是万物的开始者。
The truth we saw, God is the originator of all things.
他也是拥有者。
He is the owner.
他更是治理者。
He is also the ruler.
但是他却让我们在这个他的国度里面演出一个很重要的角色。
But he will let us play a very important role in his kingdom.
我们是他的代理人或管家。
We are his stewards.
大卫他快结束的时候
As he's closing in David,
他祷告里面讲了一句话
He said one thing in his prayer.
请你们看十八节
Let's read 18, verse 18.
十八节
Verse 18.
请找到以后跟我一起念
Let's read together.
十八节一起来
Let's read.
耶和华我们列祖亚伯拉罕以撒以色列的神啊求你使你的名常存这样的心思意念坚固他们的心归向你大卫说要常存这样的心思意念什么意念
What heart, what intention?
就是那个热意奉献的心
The heart that willing to make offering
他在整个祷告里面讲了三次
In his prayer, three times he mentioned
然后他又说什么
What else did he say?
坚定他们的心归向你
Direct their heart to thee.
怎么坚定
How do you
怎么表示
confirm? How do they show it?
就是借着奉献这个行动
Through the action of offering.
先有心
You first have the heart.
然后有行动
Then you will have action.
弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters.
不管你的收入是多少
Doesn't matter your income.
一万块以下
Less than $10,000.
三万块
30,000,
5万块
60,000,
10万块
100,000,
20万块
200,000,
也不管你是不是青少年
doesn't matter whether you're youth or not.
我说学生
this is student.
我没有做事的太太
I don't have a wife that works.
或者说我退休的人
or I'm retired.
我们手里多多少少有一些钱
in our hands, more or less we have some money.
让我们彼此劝勉
Let's encourage each other.
我们所侍奉的神是为慈爱跟恩典的神。
The Lord, the God we serve is merciful and great.
他从来没有亏负对他回报的人。
He has never shortchanged anyone who responds to him.
让我们常存这样的心思意念。
Let's keep such hard intention.
让我们能够坚定我们对神的心。
So that we may confirm our heart to God.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父我们再一次的谢谢你
Heavenly Father once again we thank you
主啊你爱我们
Oh Lord you love us
你让我们在你的国度里面演出一个角色
You let us play a role in your kingdom
让我们清楚我们的角色
So we know our role
让我们知道我们的时间有限
We know that our time is limited
有一天要到了
One day is going to come
我们什么东西都不能带去
Nothing we can bring with us
求主让我们的定睛在你的身上
Oh Lord, let us keep our eyes fixed on you.
做个好管家
Be a good steward.
我们这样祷告
We pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名
In the Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.